Legislators override governor's veto on Tinian online gaming. Tinian, an island in the U.S. territory of the Northern Mariana Islands, is moving forward with plans to regulate online gambling after the Northern Mariana Islands Senate voted to override Governor Arnold Palacios's previous veto. The initial legislation, Senate Local Bill 24-1, was co-authored by three Tinian senators, including Carl King Neighbors, Frank Q. Cruz, and Jude U. Hofschneider. It would enable the Tinian government to grant licenses to online casinos and introduce a stablecoin called the Tinian Stable Token, pegged to the U.S. dollar. Palacios vetoed the bill last month based on Attorney General Edward E. Manabusan's advice that the Tinian delegation overstepped its authority by regulating a matter not exclusive to Tinian. However, on Friday, May 9, the jurisdiction's Senate voted 7-1 to override Governor Arnold I. Palacios' veto of the bill. King Neighbors contended that the bill offers a more stringent and efficient framework for regulating online gaming. He stated that the measure's use of stablecoin in online gaming ensures transparency and allows the Tinian Casino Gaming Control Commission to enforce federal anti-money laundering and financial regulations. Quote, "This legislation stands in a moment at a time. When we are going through so much economic hardship, I find it difficult that we are constantly having those obstacles when we are trying to incentivize and look for ways to bring in revenues that don't affect our environment, that don't require brick and mortar establishments, that don't impact our land by having to figure out how we are going to treat our sewage." Carl King Neighbors, member of the Northern Mariana Islands Senate. Concerns about enforcement and impact. Senator Selena R. Babata of Saipan, who gave the only opposing vote, said she supports a new industry on Tinian but is worried about the lack of resources and expertise to enforce the online gaming law and regulate stablecoin use. Quote, "We are restricted by the federal statute and must comply with that. I don't believe that gambling is the only thing that we can be looking at every single time. There are so many social ills that come with gambling, and I am very cautious and very concerned when it comes to supporting bills with gambling in it." Kalina R. Babata, member of the Northern Mariana Islands Senate. For the measure to become law, the House of Representatives, comprising 20 members, including 18 from Saipan, must also override the governor's veto with a two-thirds majority.